for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
We're starting just like that.
Wow, it's so
it's surprise.
A podcast, and we're not in a restaurant or in a car.
I know. This is. Although didn't you do another one here recently, or is the last one we did in the car in the?
The last one I did with you was in Kansas, driving to Columbia, Missouri, on the 70 freeway, and then the next podcast we did, I think we're looking for a Cracker Barrel, and then
that's right.
The next one we did was a part two
at the Cracker Barrel. The two biggest crackers in the world.
That's right.
At Cracker Barrel.
That's right. Oh, yeah. We did a lot there. We shot a Vine video. Some Instagram pictures.
That was a pretty hectic weekend. That was...
That's where Hollywood's moving to, man.
Cracker Barrel. That's exactly where Hollywood's going. I think the next movie they're going to shoot would probably be IHOP the movie. Like a big action movie at IHOP.
Oh, yeah. You got somebody here.
Oh, yeah. Come in, check our toilets.
Yeah, come on.
We got a plumber coming into our place. How you doing, man?
This is real. He's not an actor. This is really happening.
Yes, this is really happening. Doing a little podcast. Here, I'm going to pause just for a second.
Yeah, we're going.
Okay. So we're still here. What's your name, by the way, man?
Dan.
Dan's here. He's fixing our toilet. As you know, this podcast goes out of the living room / apartment. Today we're having a little issue with the water. They've been doing construction on the place. Did you notice, by the way, the stairs and everything is done?
Oh, yeah, it looks beautiful.
Really nice, yeah.
Did not notice, though.
Yeah. So Dan's a man, dirt herder, as he called himself.
Oh, I was going to ask him. Well, he's busy right now, but can we talk to you, Dan, while you're doing that, or is it? Okay. All right, so we're both stand-up comics, but I remember in the early days of comedy, I'd hang out at the bar, and I'd talk to different people, and this one guy I talked to, he said, listen, if you ever... want to always make a living, learn a plumbing skill. And he was, what do they call it? He called it snake and turds or something. Or whatever.
Snake and turds?
Something like that. Or he said, turd chasers. Yeah, so I was going to say, do you have a lot of phrases like that? Like that maybe the general public wouldn't know, but among the plumbers, you're like, what you just said, do you have some of those phrases you can just rattle off the top of your head?
Practice Sorry your potty that. Humor as much as you want than doing a job like this.
Potty humor?
Yes.
Nice.
We've got many words for clearing drains. People ask you, well, so what was the problem with the clogged drain? And we'll say, just a lot of grime or a lot of yuck or a lot of slime. And it's almost an unknown mystery what you're really doing in there is you're sending a snake down a dark hole. Churning up a bunch of goop. Hopefully
that reminds me of my prom night, by the way.
Things start moving along on their merry way. So.
Yes. Reminds me of every woman I've been with, just sticking a snake down a dark hole, looking for slime and grime.
Well, we bring in the good water, we send out the bad water.
That's a great way to say it. I like that. Bring in the good water,
send out the bad water. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we do every election. Hey, okay.
Right now we're working on the incoming water, and this toilet has none.
Ah, by the way, I'm really glad I didn't take a dump today.
Oh, I know.
This would have been the worst fucking job for him to right now.
I know.
If nothing's going down, he's got to stare face to face.
I was,
job security, people. You can't be afraid of Mr. Hankey in doing this job.
What's the most, can I ask, like, what's the most disgusting job you ever had to do?
The lake of poo under the building is always a good one.
Oh, that's true, like the septic tank underneath.
Wrong day to wear the flip-flops, I would imagine.
I get there's no casual Friday in this job.
Being on the receiving end of a sewer main and not knowing if anybody's going to flush on your head or nothing while you're cut down the
Someone said something happens with the condoms, right? They push condoms down there and then they somehow blow up or something or they expand.
Tampons, we call those blowfish.
Oh.
Yeah, blowfish. They expand. Yeah, no tampon flushing. That's
yes, let that be a lesson, ladies. Do not flush those tampons. Cause...
pull them out all the time.
Yeah. Do you ever find anything that you've actually saved? No?
He's thinking like if someone accidentally like flushes their diamond ring or something like in a hotel.
No, I've heard stories like guys have found like wallets in the sewer. Or...
really found anything nice in a pipe yet.
Really?
Nothing.
Well, the day is still young, Dan.
And not that kind of pipe, if you know what I mean.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
By the way, you can hear everything, right? Because I'm not wearing my headset.
Yeah, I can totally hear everything.
All right, good.
Can I tell you an embarrassing plumbing story, Flip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let Dan do what he's doing over there. I was staying at the Grand Hotel. It's in Sunnyvale, California. And when you work Rooster Teeth Feathers,
okay,
that's where they put you. It's a beautiful hotel. And but they're a little understaffed. But and I'm leading up to that. So what happens is you from the airport, they have a stretch limousine picking you up from the airport.
Which also is another word for a big turd, a stretch limousine.
Is it really?
I guess it is now.
Yeah. Okay. You're so nutty with the shit puns.
Nutty, shit.
Corny.
No, so it's great, right? Like, they pick you up in a stretch limousine. The guy wears, like, a black tuxedo. And you just feel like, wow, I'm in show business.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, I call the hotel, and I'm like, yeah, my toilet's plugged. Guess who comes up to unplug it?
The same limousine driver?
Yeah, because he's also the maintenance guy.
Was he wearing a tux?
No, not that time.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
He's like, hey, Mr. Carter, how was your show last night? I'm like, it was great. This is embarrassing. He goes, hey, did you ever find that Del Taco? I think we both know the answer.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. Like, you know.
Yeah, I've had like one of the most embarrassing things. Uh-huh. How are we doing, Dan?
Find out where the water stopped.
Oh, you got to go into the pipe?
You've got no water as of yet.
Oh, that's just in the toilet,
just
though.
Just the toilet.
All right.
Yeah.
So should I...
take a bucket of water from the sink and throw it in the bowl.
I was going to say, could I just take a dump in the sink if need be?
No, gross.
Nah,
what?
How about... I know what he's talking about, though. Like, you fill up a bucket with water, then you go like that, and it forces the thing to flush.
Are you talking about a bucket of water in the back part?
You can flush it manually with a bucket of water if you just... throw it in the bowl pretty at a quick rate.
Oh, it's like you're on Survivor right now.
Yeah.
Pour that bucket in so fast it splashes back at you.
Ah,
you
know, no.
Pour it in there at a nice little rate of speed. It'll flush.
Okay.
Got that one.
All right. Well, we'll
one go. Method.
He's actually right about that.
Well, of course he is. He's a professional. I would hope
no,
so.
No, but I mean, but the thing about don't do it so fast, because I've done that too, where I'm like, I'm going to really just force the... And then, no, you don't want that.
And then backsplash.
Yeah.
The worst backsplash ever.
Or the double flush on a clogged toilet when you see the...
You know, oh, the water started rising. I was about to tell
you. The rim. Oh, you just think you're going to flush a second time and it's going to go down.
That doesn't. Yeah, that'd be a rule. The double flush never works.
No.
Never, ever works.
There's a reason why it didn't float. Go away.
Yeah. These are all good tips to live by, people.
That's right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Good luck, brother. Do you want some water or anything? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not toilet, it's fresh.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome
God.
Back to talking shit with...
I'll be, you know, side note, man, and I look, I don't want to sound like a dick or a diva or anything.
Yeah.
And I mean this with all due respect.
Yeah.
But that makes me so grateful for my job. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Obviously he's good at what he does and he doesn't mind it because he's doing it.
Yeah, and he's right here. Dan, you want to go now, please?
No, Dan. Because, again, I don't mean disrespect. Yeah, like, yeah, man, yeah. Am I fucking lucky? But I just mean, like,
yeah.
I couldn't do that, you know? And, you know, our job is so, in comparison,
wonder,
it's like...
You know, it's funny. I wonder if, at other people's perspective, they probably think the same thing. They probably look at us and be like, two grown men not working in the middle of the day. Oh, how do they do it? I wish those guys probably wish they were... You know what I mean? They don't understand our lives. Where
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like, wow, like, I could never get up in front of all those people.
Well, I know, like, there's definitely a...
But I know what you're saying, though.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, it's like, I see that, and I just go, you know, as much of the, excuse me, bullshit about this business yeah. that might get to you, or like, the God, I'm not working this month, or I didn't get that, excuse me, I didn't get that spot or that TV gig. And then you see something like that and go, well, shit, at least
I'm
not
going into strangers' homes and
yeah.
fishing around the toilet.
Yeah, like, wow, so thank you, comedy. But I was going to actually tell a story, like, what he was talking about, that double flush scenario.
Yeah.
One of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened. This was like, I was in L.A. maybe, actually, I could tell you what year it was. What was the first or second year of Last Comic Standing was what, 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. 2004, somewhere around, whatever the second season of Last Comic Standing was, it was that year.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day that year. And so I'd only been in L.A. a couple of years, like maybe four. And I get invited to this party. To be honest, to this day, I don't know whose house it was. It was just, you know, you kind of got invited just by hanging around the right people.
Wait, side note, ADD kicked in. Did you just grab the mug that I have? I wonder if Dan thought I was mocking him.
I know, We'll talk about that after the story, because I was going to mention that too. That's funny. So I get invited to this again to this party, and it's just at this big house. A lot of comics were there that I knew. A lot of comics there that I knew of, and I wasn't even friendly with. And the second I get there, like literally, I pull up in my car, and my stomach goes, "Hey, Flip, you got to take a shit right now,
right here
at this person's
Please,
house that you've never been
stage.
To. You're gonna take a coffee shit,
oh, no.
like a Starbucks shit, like a yeah. shit that has yeah. a vendetta kind of shit."
Yeah. Yeah.
So I go into this house and beeline for the bathroom. I remember it was upstairs, and I'm waiting, and finally the door opens, and I go in, and I drop trowel, and I do my
Did
business.
You lock the door?
Of course, I
locked
the door.
You gotta lock the door.
Of course. Oh, second nature.
Ever been to a bathroom? You're like, how do you lock the door here? Fuck, it's weird. It's like a weird lock.
Oh, I figure that out. Yeah. I figure that shit out quick. Because especially if you're going to dump, you do not. That's the worst. Someone who walk in. That's your most, save from you masturbating, that is your most vulnerable to be caught.
Yeah.
So, I got the door locked.
At least if it's masturbating, you can be like, this is a great party. So happy to be here.
You said make yourself at home. So I go up there, I take it just one of those, just like you lose weight when you take this kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I've learned a courtesy flush during those moments.
I did too after this because
that was your lesson learned.
Yes. Cause I did my thing. Then I started cleaning up.
Yeah.
Then I flushed.
Yeah.
And the typical nightmare started happening.
Oh boy.
Didn't go down, came up, coming up. I'm like, no. And I think it started overflowing a little, and now I'm like trying to clean it up, and then it slowly starts to go down, and I'm waiting. Meanwhile, I've been in there 10 minutes. There's people knocking at the door. Come on, other people got to go.
Now, when that happens, do you change your voice? Like when they go, who's, like, out in a minute, or
I'll be right out.
I should have went, I'll be out soon. I'm just taking a pee-pee.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I do that sometimes. I realize I don't say my regular voice. I know this is a story, but I want to keep interjecting with the story. Please remember what you were saying. When somebody knocks on the door and you have and they want to get in there, what do you say? Do you say out in a minute or occupied or?
Depends where I am. If I'm at somebody's house and the party or whatever, I'll say, like, out in a minute. You know, you don't want to be rude, but if I'm like at a public stall or something,
Starbucks for the one stall,
like occupied.
Occupied.
Someone's in here.
Funny, I always just say the standard answer. Back off, pervert. Ain't that kind of party?
Oh wow, you just reminded me of another story. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish this one because I'm not even sure if I'm going to tell this one on the air.
Well, we got to hear that one.
But so with this party. It, you know, the water was rising, finally starts slowing, people are knocking at the door, I'm freaking out, like, this is one of my first big LA parties, and I fucked the toilet up. And I remember I left it where there was just a blockage of paper.
Oh.
And, like, I didn't want to fuck with it anymore, people were knocking. Luckily, the poopy went down, and I remember I washed my hands, I looked in the mirror, I said, all right, let's do this, and I opened the door, I went, sorry, it took so long, somebody stuffed up the toilet before me, and I was trying to fix it. And then I just walked away, and
did
I never.
Work? Or you don't know.
I should have left the party, but I stayed. But the whole night, I just kept thinking. There's everybody's looking at me, going, "There's the guy that fucked up the toilet, man. This guy's a pervert. He's an idiot."
Did it hurt you in Hollywood for the next 4 years?
Nobody wanted to work with me.
Hey, there goes shit flop.
There goes Flip Schitz.
Flip Schitz. Yeah, shit. Ooh, how do you say Flip Schultz? Shit Schultz.
Shit Schultz. That's a tongue twister. Shit, Schultz, shit, Schultz, shit, Schultz, shit, okay. Schultz.
This is twice that I've thought of this song during today when you talked about how the toilet backs up.
Should you got a song you want to play?
Yeah, should I just put this up to
here, you can plug it in here.
Okay.
Darren is going to play a song.
This
Does this have to do with shit?
It has to deal with the idea of the when you flush the toilet and the water is rising and rising and rising. Is it going to work?
Is this in a case right now?
Yeah.
If you take the case off, it'll probably work a little better. Yes, there is. There you go. All
right.
Let's try this again. This is Darren. I don't even know what you're going to play. This is your song about pooping.
Well, no, it's not about pooping, but it's about the idea that... Yeah, here we go.
Just plug it in right there.
Plug it in.
All right. See if you can push the connector a little.
It didn't go in.
It did. If I had a nickel. All right, just put it up to the microphone then.
Oh, wait. Oh, there it went in.
Okay, here we go. I don't know. I think it's the connection. You know what? Just put it up to the microphone. Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah.
Always a technical fuck up here on What's for Dinner.
Here we go. Let's see if this works.
I'm doing 5 foot high and rise. How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rise.
You got Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
She said it's 2 feet high and rise.
Would that be Johnny Splash?
We can make it to the road in a homemade boat. That's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rise. How high is the water, mama? 3 feet high.
Is this about a flood or something? It's like a depressing country song about a flood?
It's a depressing country song about a flood. And then my mind went to a flip toilet.
To poop.
And then Dan coming in to save the day.
How high is the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rise. Well, the hives are gone.
And the poop goes higher and it goes over the rim. Higher and the poop's going higher.
Okay, you get the idea.
I'm going to do that next time. Next time I'm taking a dump, I'm just going to go, how high is the water, mama?
Yeah. And just when you do the double flush and it just keeps...
That's right, the double flush.
You're next, at someone's house party. What the hell is he doing in there? Country music?
How high is the water, mama? Do me a favor, could you pass me those headphones right there?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Can you tell me this story about when I go, knock, knock, it ain't that kind of party, pervert? What are you going to say?
Oh, okay, so this is, I was going to tell the story anyway. This is, God, when you're a kid and you do something, like, really stupid and juvenile and you immediately regret it and you never live it down your whole life?
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean...
Well, I mean, like, when you have, like, you have friends when you were a kid and you did something stupid and, like, you know... And to this day, they'll still go, it's Darren Carter, the poopy starter, or whatever you might have done. Whatever. This is one of these stories that happened with me and my brother that...
Oh, see, I was going to say, with friends, I'm like, you can just always get new friends and that don't know any of these stories. But your brother, it's different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, family, it's forever. But this is, Jesus. I'm trying to think... We were both at a McDonald's, this McDonald's right by our house when we were growing up, and we were there by ourselves, so I had to be, God, I'm really going to embarrass myself with the age I'm about to say, probably about 10 or 11, not old, but not a child anymore. I'm kind of in that adolescent phase. Yeah. And so my brother was about 7 or 8. So, oh God, I can't believe I'm telling this story. Wow. This is such an embarrassing story.
Yeah, your brother has the same name that I have, Darren.
Yeah, that's very true.
How do you say his name?
Darren.
Yeah.
Same way I say your name, Darren.
I always feel like you say his name with more love. Well, it's your brother, though.
Comedy brother.
Yeah.
So here's what I'll call you. I'll go, hey, Darren.
No, it's your brother.
Hey, Darren. See, I'm giving more love to you. I'm giving excessive love to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Darren.
Too much. Too much.
Oh, is that too much?
Back off.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
So my brother and I were at this McDonald's, and we both go to the bathroom. We go into the bathroom, and Darren was at the urinal, and I'm at the stall. I'm in the stall doing what you do in the stall.
Doing what you do at house parties in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Not cocaine.
But there was no water rising, mama, at this point. I was just cleaning up after my business, and my brother and I are talking. And I, to be honest, I forgot what the conversation was. He probably said something to piss me off, as brothers often do to each other. And I just finished wiping, and I had some poop on the paper, and I just put my hand over the top of the door, and I go, "Eat this," or something like that. And my brother goes, "Dude, there's someone else in here." And I go, "Yeah, right." And then I hear this guy go, "No, there's someone else in here."
Oh shit!
And I was like. Dan's back. It's funny, I was just telling a story about poop. Timing is everything,
thanks,
Dan.
Thanks.
How's it going down there, man?
Oh, we're working on it.
All right.
You know what, Dan?
Some water to that toilet if we got to steal it from the sink.
That'd be a vicious cycle.
You know how, like, when people find out we're comedians, they want to hear a joke? When it's like, he's like, the conversation must steer to this topic a lot when he first meets people. It's like...
Yeah, do you get like, do people, when they find out you're a plumber, do they automatically do what we did and ask you questions about disgusting things like that?
Yeah, I try not to be so disgusting, but it's pretty disgusting, so.
Well, I'm sure, but I mean, like, are people as disgusting like us just saying, hey, what's this, did you ever find jewelry down in the shitter or anything like that?
Like, I heard Michael Jackson didn't want DJs to play his songs when he'd go to parties, because he goes, the last thing I want to hear is my own music. You know, or like whoever, like a lot of these celebrities, like they'll play their hit. Like, oh, guy, Will Smith's here. Welcome to Miami. Wait, was that his big hit? I don't know.
That was one of his big hits.
Yeah. So Dan walks in. Hey, I know. And I just told him,
talk about
I
your big shits.
I just happened to be drinking out of this mug. And he's like, great.
Darren is drinking out of a literally toilet bowl mug that I think he Instagrammed a picture
I
of.
I did. I will. By the time you hear this podcast.
Yes.
There's one time a little.
Oh, wait, let's get you on the mic.
Yeah.
Well, there was one time I walked in and had a new toilet in hand for an apartment. And I'm opening it up, and this little boy doesn't know what I'm going to pull out of the box. I go, oh, I got a present in here, brand new. And I pull that thing out of the box. I go, isn't this what you wanted? Brand new toilet. I got the chair.
The kid's like, looking at me, you're like, the worst Santa ever.
Hey, I'm from the South Pole. You know that? Yeah. Oh, you know, whenever my wife and I would move into a new apartment, we'd always get not a new toilet, but we'd try to get a new toilet lid. So it's like, this is all fresh. It's all new. Never been touched. It's like a brand new one.
Yeah, I think fresh toilet lids are smart.
Yeah,
like
it's smart.
It makes the toilet
yours,
your own.
Makes
yeah,
your
exactly.
Own, you know? Like, I was going to get one. They had one at Target. It was really cool. It had like all these little ducks. It was clear, but then it had little ducks. And then my wife was like, no, we don't want that. Because then your friends will like think it's like a shooting gallery. Like, pee all over.
What kind of friends do you think she
have? I don't know.
She thinks you have. Like, oh, good, ducks. I'm going to piss on that.
Piss all over this place. But... Hey, what's the most interesting toilet you've seen? Is there any that stand out where you're like, wow, this is like,
There's one toilet. It's a hell of a device. It's got everything on it. It's all electronics, probably full of wires.
Isn't that dangerous with water going through it?
You know, could be. It's got the heated toilet seat. It's self-flushing. The lid opens when you walk up to it. So I have to imagine that would be rough on a little kid, walk up to the thing.
And then just, yeah. That would give me fucking nightmares as a kid.
It's like, what's his name? Grover from Sesame Street? No, Oscar the Grouch, actually.
But he doesn't live in a toilet.
This is a garbage can.
He does live in a garbage can, but... But if a Muppet popped out of your toilet, how fucking freaky would you be there?
I think if you forget to flush, you can flush it from work, you know, online.
You could flush your toilet.
Sprays air freshener, whole night.
Gee, where was this toilet that you worked on it? Was it like a rich person's house?
Yeah, it's a good $1,000 toilet. It's not too bad, but.
Talk about flushing your money away.
I just predict problems. I'll never be able to fix the thing. You need an electrical engineer.
Yeah.
And Steve Jobs himself.
I was going to
All right. Bill Gates, I got a job for you.
All right, man. We don't want to hold you up. I know you want to probably get out of here, too. No, that's... Wow. $1,000 toilet.
Oh, I know.
That's... You know, sometimes I wish that the... Darren is sitting in our one of our comfy lounge chairs. Like, how great would it be if that thing had a toilet?
Oh, what do you think I'm doing right now, bro? Nice.
Go grab a bucket and go in the other room. Yeah. No, that like my lounge like that because that chair is so damn comfortable that if it had like a little fridge on one side, a toilet underneath, and a bong.
You're just like.
Actually, well, it does have the bong. I don't use it. That's on Ally's side. You all right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So you staring off? You already finished your coffee.
Yeah,
good for
I did.
You.
No, I was just looking at those bananas. How they're in great shape, but I don't think they're real.
They're not real. Okay. Those are. If Allie were here, she might have told this story already on the air. But those are fake bananas. Allie used to work at Universal Studios, dressing up as Scooby Doo, and those bananas used to hang in the Mystery Machine. Like if you've been to Universal Studios, you know that Scooby Doo and Shaggy come driving out in an actual Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
And she said like the bananas used to hang in there with a lot of other random food and. After a couple of, you know, weeks or whatever, they realize that it's just too cluttered in there, so they're just going to throw it away. And she goes, or they said, do you want to take them? She goes, yeah. They're originally hanging in her bedroom. And then when I moved in here, I was like, we can't have bananas hanging in her bedroom. She goes, but I love them. I don't want to get rid of them. I go, what about in the kitchen?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and she goes.
Bananas kind of cool though in the bedroom.
You know what?
You don't want to be intimidated?
Well, no, it's just like, see, because I don't think you've, I'm not sure if you were ever here before we did like a big redecoration of the place. Like,
I was here, you know, before you met Allie. I was here.
Wait, what?
Well, never mind.
It's okay. Jeannie and I go way back.
Oh, really?
Yes, all the way back to a couple days ago when I met her at school. But no, our bedroom, like, the walls used to literally be covered. Every inch was covered with, like, pictures. And back in my old apartment, I had a lot of mementos for my career. You know, when you first start, you had everything framed. And when I moved here, pretty much all of that shit went on the wall, too, along with all of Allie's shit. And after maybe a year of that, it just, it felt so, like, I can't, it just... Like you're being surrounded by all areas, and I couldn't breathe. On top of that, I had my computer and my desk in there, so it was just... You couldn't relax. I couldn't relax in my bedroom was the point.
Well, because all the decorations were, like, different posters from events.
It was just, like, it was overstimulation.
Yeah.
It was just overstimulation. It was a lot of different pictures and, like, a lot of different colors. There was no coordination. It was just... It was like a college dorm room. It wasn't a marriage, you know, a couple's bedroom, especially, you know, adults. So I said, you know, we've got it. Change us. We've got to take this shit down. Like, you know, it's too much. And, you know, she was very reluctant because Allie's very, you know, fun and free.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, look, we're adults here. We can't keep doing this. So we moved.
It kind of has a jungle room feel with the bananas. It's kind of like.
Yeah, it was, but like, it was but just like too much.
But too much, though.
So, yeah, so then.
I mean, like, nothing matched. It was like, we're adults. Let's grow up. Let's
yeah, it was just like,
have
let's
a nice
have
room.
A couple.
It's, like,
it's basically, I wanted, because this is the room where you sleep and relax, I wanted it to feel calm. And when you have so much shit on the walls, it's just, like, overstimulation.
Yeah.
So we took, like, all the shit down and ended up, one day I had this brilliant idea to move my desk out of there into where it is now. We got a dresser. So now the room, is very calm. It's relaxing. And then out here is a more stimulating place. So that's my banana story in a very long, long story
it's
since.
Bananas.
It's so bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
But that's cool, though, yeah. So what is it called? Like feng shui, I think is what it's called?
Where you Well, and, but there's sense to it, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if you know, like, because of what we did yesterday, which I can't talk about, we clearly did a good cleaning of the apartment. And I am, like, clean to the max. I love things organized, put away, clean. You know, not that I'm not, like, fucking Monica from Friends obsession, but, you know, once a week I like to make, you know, put everything... nice, you know.
Yeah, like you're surrounded by DVDs and
things
are all like.
But I mean, like something like Allie, because Allie, and she, if she was here, she would, you know, not deny this. She can be very sloppy. She doesn't care. She'll leave dirty dishes in the sink for days. I can't. It drives me crazy when I see them. I have to put them away and clean them.
Seems like a lot of couples are like that. Huh? There's like the yin and the yang, the Oscar and the Felix.
Yeah,
there's the, you know,
totally. That's what we are. Yeah. Who was the Oscar the Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch.
Well, actually, was he the dirty one? That would make sense if he was a grouch living in a trash can.
Is he still here?
No, he totally walked by us, dude.
Did he? Really?
Did you totally miss the man walking in between us?
That's so funny how that works on like the human brain. Like I probably saw it, but I was into your story and I don't remember. But anyways, but yeah.
Was Oscar the messy one and Felix was a clean one?
I want to say Oscar was the messy one and Felix Unger and Oscar something else.
Oh God, was it Felix Unger and Oscar? I'm thinking De La Hoya. That's what's coming to my head, but I know that's not it.
I was thinking Oscar Wilde, but I know it's not it.
I'm not sure which one would be a more odd couple, Oscar De La Hoya or Oscar Wilde, living with Felix Unger.
I don't remember either. I don't know.
Wow, Oscar, Felix Unger and Oscar Madison?
Maybe.
Does that sound familiar? I don't know.
Hey, you know what's funny? I mean, speaking of wild things to say at the end of a word, like Oscar Wilde, Oscar De La Hoya or whatever, my son, I like to joke around with him, and I chase him around the apartment. I go, you little idiot. And he giggles and laughs, and I tickle him. Like, if he does something like when he's eating Lucky Charms, he'll just pick through and eat the marshmallows. And I'm like, Austin, is that something a good boy would do? Or a little idiot? And he's like, he thinks it's funny. I'll just basically doing callbacks to things he's done, like, throughout the day that are kind of, you know. Like, one time his shoes were too tight, and then my wife goes, you're wearing two socks on each foot. Because he didn't know which socks, you know, he wanted to wear both of them, I guess. He liked both of them. Couldn't make up his mind. And I go, Austin, is that something a good boy would do? Or a little? And so now he'll beg me to say it. He's like, Daddy, can you call me a little idiot?
You're going to give him a complex.
No.
He's going to grow up going, I'm a little idiot. I'm a little idiot.
No, but I only say it joking with him. And
no, I know.
Love
I know.
And it's but it's funny because he was playing with his cousin who's younger than him. And now these kids, they have these costumes. You know, when you and I were kids, it would be like cops and robbers. But I don't know if they really had costumes. They might have. But like now they have. I mean, he's got like this full-blown SWAT costume. It's like says SWAT team on it. And it has like a little police baton and everything. And it's funny, but he's
see. I kind of feel like as a kid, I'm almost glad I didn't have that. you know, because like I got to use my imagination a lot. Not that I'm sure he doesn't, like, but even for like pretending to be a superhero, you know, I just put a towel around my neck, literally, and I'd pretend to fly around. You know, I didn't really.
Now
it just seems it's like, oh, you want to be Iron Man? Here is Iron Man, literally.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. As opposed to exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Like on it when I was a kid, after I showed my brother and a strange man my shit. I would, callback, my parents used to come, my mom used to go shopping and come home with a paper bags. This was before plastic. Remember like just the brown paper bags almost looked like a square.
Yeah.
Like this is my imagination. I would take the bag and I'd cut holes in it and I'd make like a cool like helmet and mask. Mm. And I would actually cut out little hoops on the side so they'd fit over my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I used to put them on my head, and I loved it. Whenever my mom went shopping, I was so excited because I got to make a new helmet. I would save them. I had all these paper bag helmets, and you know, it was just as real to me as it would if somebody had given me an actual cool helmet. You know,
yeah, like we used to play like Unknown Comic when I was a kid because he did the same thing with the plastic. Yeah,
yeah. The paper Langston, bag. Murray Langston.
Yeah. Oh, so let me finish the story. So then my little boy, he was the cop, and then his cousin was pretending to be the bad guy, and. And so my son chased him down and he goes, I'm taking you to jail. Listen to me, you little Richard.
So I was expecting him to say idiot.
Yeah,
and then
me
when
too.
He didn't, I was like, huh? And then I'm like, oh my God, he said little Richard?
Yeah, you little Richard. And then I started laughing. I go, did you just say little Richard? And then he didn't say it exactly right, but he goes, womp, bump, a loop, bump, a womp, bam, boom, tootie, fruity. But he didn't say the words right. He said something like, womp, bump, a loop,
dude, your kid fruity. Is going to be a comic. You know that.
He's hilarious. Yes.
I mean,
I don't want to, you know, because everybody probably thinks my kid is the best.
No, it's
he
not.
He really is funny, though. He's so funny.
That's the thing. It's not like kids can be funny, but it seems like Austin has bits and he knows timing.
Yes.
And he knows, like, you know, you said, did you say Little Richard? And he didn't just kind of giggle. He came in with a wop-bop-a-loop-a, like he tagged his own bit.
Yeah, the best to his ability, which I'm sure like another year from now, he'll know those words exactly right. And it's just,
I'm telling you, like, if this doesn't show that comedy is that you're born with it, like,
it really is. It's like he loves these Wii characters, or you know, like with Wii, you could create a character.
Yeah, like a little avatar thing.
Yeah, like little avatars, and he's been having he's made something like 360 avatars already. Like, he doesn't really play the games. He likes to sit around and kind of make their faces. Like, we took him to see, he's seen it four times now, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Oh, how was it?
They loved it. They loved it. It was, this is a joke I wrote, but it's the truth. My mother-in-law walked out because she thought it wasn't realistic enough. It's a cartoon, Mom.
It wasn't realistic enough?
I know. She didn't really walk out, but she said that it wasn't realistic enough. But I want to do that as a bit. It's funny.
That's funny.
But my wife did that same thing. What was that turkey movie? Remember it came out Thanksgiving, the turkeys?
Oh, what was that? Like Gobble? Or
yeah,
something like that.
But it was funny. My wife goes, I go, how was, because she watches a lot of movies like that with my son. I go, how was it? How was Muppets? And we loved the Muppet movie. She didn't really like the new one that came out. She's like, it had its moments, but wasn't that good. Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Yeah, I've seen it once, and it is great because they go through history, and you get to see, you know, Marie Antoinette.
It's like what the show was. It's a history lesson.
Yeah, it's great. It's really interesting though. But like they showed, but she took him to see that turkey movie. I forget what it was called.
Yeah, I want to. God, what was it called? It was called like.
Look it up. It's like, but in the movie. And I go, how was it? And she goes, oh, it was just, oh, man. She tells me that. And in the movie, they were, it was almost like they were trying to push vegetarianism or something. And like, at the end, like, the.
I think I'd heard something about that.
Yeah, like, the turkeys were like, if I remember this correctly, she said it was stupid because in the movie, they kept mentioning Chuck E. Cheese. And at one point, they get Chuck E. Cheese delivered. And she's like, the movie was so fake. She's like, everybody knows that Chuck E. Cheese doesn't deliver. And I'm like, good point.
Good point.
But then again, what do you mean so fake? It's like you're talking about time traveling turkeys who talk, you know. And what upset you was, she's like, that's it. We're walking out of this movie. And it's a scam, a sham,
a scammy shammy. No, that's a funny bit. Have you tried it yet?
I did it. I did it the day that it happened, and I got a huge laugh. And then I think I did it the next day, and I got a good laugh. And then I just sort of forgot about it.
No,
because right now, as I'm telling you, I'm kind of stumbling over what happened. But you know.
Remember that bit I was telling you about when Darren and I and a manager from Flappers were playing tennis last week. Oh, and yeah. You remember the bit I was telling you about, the duck calls?
Oh, I love that joke.
I was last week, and a big thank you to the Comedy Palace in San Diego for having Allison and I had a great time. Did the bit all four shows, killed all four shows.
Nice.
It's one of those,
that's
like,
cool.
Is that the best feeling when you come up with a bit,
yeah,
and it's like you know, sometimes I equate a joke like a something from IKEA. You know what it's going to be, you have an idea picture, but you have to put it together.
Yeah.
And you have to work on it and put it together, and hopefully it'll look the way you...
Did you say it the way that we did at the tennis court, or did you kind
Yeah.
of...
This joke is like, it's like you open the box and the chair's already made for you.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Did you say supermodel, bikini, supermodel?
I said bikini. I said, do you like bikini models with beer and beer?
Yeah.
So tonight, and by the way, to anybody listening, this is going out, you're going to be hearing this probably about a little after 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So whatever time you listen to this, hopefully you'll get it this Tuesday, March 25th. Tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I will be taping a little spot for something called Bite Size TV. It's an online television station, and it'll be live streaming tonight. So if you would like to see me live via a streaming website, Bite Size, blah, 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 go to BiteSizeTV.com around 7:50 or so and just be there, because the show is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. And you will see the joke we were talking about, because I am doing this.
That's
cool. That's much confidence I have in this joke, that I'm doing it. You know, even though it's an internet show, it still is a nice... It's going to be a good tape, too. It's like a professional thing. I'm going to be doing, like, only a week-old joke.
Is it at the Ice House?
No, it's in Hollywood, downtown Hollywood.
Cool.
Do you want to come?
I can't, because I'm at 3 clubs tonight.
Ah, oh, what time?
9:15. Well, what time's your taping?
Taping's at 8.
At 8.
If you want to come by, you can meet the people who run it too. You get a little money for it.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, and you get like you get the tape. That's what I like.
Would you be able to go from there to 3 o'clubs with me or no? Or would you be like rushed or?
I would probably have to get back home because Allie's been a little sick, and she's coming home from work. So
yeah,
She might come with me tonight, but we're not sure.
I'm doing this 3 o'club show, and I've never done it before. That's why I kind of want to.
Oh, then, dude, no stress about it.
Get this thing that, from what I understand, this show that I'm doing, it's improvised stand-up. Where right when you get up there, they yell out something. And
it's like set list.
Yeah, but they say it's different because I said the same thing. I go, well, how is it different? And they go, they said something like, I think he said something like set list puts things together that are kind of weird, like purple marshmallow or machine operated rake, you know, stuff that's kind of weird, but you probably wouldn't use it in your act. But like supposedly they do stuff that you really could use, like.
So they give you just a general premise
I guess. Like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't done it yet, or even seen it.
Let me know how it goes. That sounds like something I love doing.
I told my friend that, and he goes, that sounds like those TV shows that kind of steal from each other, but then they go, no, we're totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not Storage Wars. We're called Container Conflicts. We're totally different. We're
like, totally. It's not Pawn Stars. It's what was it? Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really.
What's the difference? No, there's
this one. The difference is that one's in Vegas and this one is in Detroit.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just totally different. We're.
And then our guy has hair, where their guy doesn't have hair.
Yeah.
And our guy's kid is big and fat, and our kids are skinny and good looking.
We have ratings, and they don't. Oh,
hello. Well, cool. Let me know how that goes. And if anybody's in LA after you watch Bite Size Comedy, BiteSizeTV.com and see my set, go to 3 of Clubs and watch Darren improvise some comedy.
Have you gone onto that website to see what the other stand-up sets look like?
I went on. I didn't watch anything.
You're like,
yet.
This looks good. I'll do it.
To what? Do
like,
what?
Like the Bite Size Comedy TV. You like?
No, I kind of got. It's funny. Allie and I were in Hollywood going to see Book of Mormon. And we just happened to be walking by the studio right on Hollywood Boulevard, and I see Grant Cotter and, oh my God, I forgot her name. I feel awful, I'm sorry. But a comedian who I know is very funny. And we just kind of look at each other, and they said, yeah, we're taping this thing. And the guy who runs it, I happen to know from the past, so said, yeah, give me a call. Do something. So
that's what I'm saying. I want to see how it looked before. I like to see how things look.
It looks good. No, it looks professional.
Yeah.
Like it really does look good. And they have a 3-camera shot.
Because one time I did this show, this guy was like, do my show, you'll love it. And it was on, it was called LA TV or something. But I wish I would have watched it before I agreed to do it, because it was taped at a studio in Santa Monica. and it was really hot in there. Like they didn't have, like they turn off all the AC or something so they could, for the cameras. And then I was the last one on, and the audience was basically like a local fraternity. Like, hey, come down and check out a TV show.
Oh, that's
so they'd been sitting there for like 5 hours. And as you can imagine, the comedians, we did not do very well.
Oh, yeah. That's too long for a hot studio for 5 hours.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
And I remember at that time, I'd had a lucky streak. Every time I did TV, it was great. It was awesome. And so that time, I actually, this is when MySpace was on. And I was like, hey, guys, tune in. I'll be on channel whatever for LA TV and blah, blah, blah. And I did it to promote my, oh, yeah, this must have been back in like 2000 or something. Because I remember I had a website not very long, and I'm like, oh, this is great. I could promote my website on TV and then get millions of hits and be the next Dane Cook. And I got only two people reached out to me.
Your mom?
No. One was an email that said, hey, bro, I'm not telling anyone should give up their dream. But yeah, that.
Aww.
You see where it's going, bubble? Because it looked awful. It looked awful. You couldn't hear the audience at all. It looked stupid. It looked bad. Anyway, so there was that. And the other one was a person, and that person runs the Ha Ha Cafe.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, bro, how come you don't plug our club on TV? I was like, wow, I can't believe you actually tuned in to watch that. Like, that was weird.
Wow. Well.
That same person back then was one time just venting. He's like, how come you comedians never put us in your top 8 on MySpace? You guys need to promote. We need to keep filling this club up.
Yeah.
He's leaning on his Hummer, which was like the big thing to drive back then.
Yeah. Yeah. That he is a nice guy. He's a good guy. Yeah, just I know he. I don't want to get into that.
He's a business owner, you know. Yeah, I get it.
He once tried to tell me how to do my act, and I just It's like, why you cool? Everybody's talking to crowd. Everybody's talking to the crowd. Don't keep doing that. I'm like, but I'm good at it, and it's what I like to do. And he goes, no, you do it. And I was just like, you know, I don't remember what I said. I didn't just kind of go, yeah, you're right. I was like, dude, I've been doing this a while. I know what I'm doing, and everybody enjoyed it, you know. And he's like, you know, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your thing. It's just you should do material. I'm like, oh, I hate that. I think because I think a lot of people think
that guy's such an idiot. It's like he told Jeff Dunham you need to use puppets, and so actually Jeff listened. And
wait, what? Jeff Dunham?
Yes,
he told Jeff Dunham something.
Yeah, yeah. He also told you know, he told Chris Rock you need to like talk more about black people and white people. And Chris Rock listened to him, and
yeah, maybe he doesn't.
He told Larry the Cable Guy, "You don't need sleeves. What was the sleeves? You need to like get up there, no sleeves, and you need to say catchphrase like get her done." And
wow, you know what? Maybe I should listen to him. I won't do crowd work anymore. And by the way, if this person is listening, you know we love you, and we're just busting balls.
He probably is, because I can't believe he saw me on that show. Like, he probably like listens to every podcast.
You know, like,
hey, I plugged it though. Ha Ha Cafe. You guys go there. It's on LinkedIn.
No, it's actually it's a really fun club, and the people who run it are very,
we're just busting
cool.
Balls.
We are.
I made that all up. He didn't give any of those people advice.
And I'm like, but he told Dunham to use puppets. Wait a minute.
That was fun. I just you're like, what?
Well, you know, it's funny. Like,
wait, real quick though. I mean, I know what you're saying, coming from a club owner, but that would be funny. Like, because that advice is kind of like, I mean, maybe because I wasn't there and I wasn't hearing it, but I mean, that's kind of good advice, I guess.
Well, it depends
for somebody.
But if you're not if anybody's seen my live act,
that'd be funny if you give you wacky advice. Like,
oh, I've had wacky advice.
You need
advice
to wear
before.
Like hats.
You should go up and you should be a Jewish comedian. That should be your thing. You go up. This isn't him. This is somebody else.
Oh, they said
you should
this.
Go up to be a Jewish comedian. You go up, you know, with chamaka and, you know, tell Jewish jokes because you're Jewish and that works for you.
You're like, there's a lot of Jewish comedians. You know who's Jewish? Okay. Let me ask you this. I don't really think about these things, but then, like, are you ever surprised when someone's Jewish and you're like, wow, I didn't know that? Or not really? Or I don't know.
Well, usually I recognize people from the meetings.
From the meetings? Where are those meetings, Mr. Schultz?
I can't tell. It's a Jew secret.
You're like, it's near a bank. Let's just put it that way. He's like, goes there.
You do know.
Oh, God.
Did you just get water all over my chair?
Sorry, man.
It's okay. By the water, not than coffee.
So there was an actor that I, and a producer, and he directed stuff. And
like famous, well-known?
Yes. And I was like, I don't really spend a lot of time wondering, hey, is this person Armenian or is this person Jewish or is this person whatever? But I was just, in a way, it kind of like, it surprised me a little bit because, like, if someone told you John Wayne was like Jewish, would it surprise you?
Yes.
Yeah. See. So that's it wasn't John Wayne, by the way.
I was gonna say.
But maybe you already knew this. I didn't know this. Lauren, wrong name. What's his name?
Lawrence Fishburne?
No. I almost said Lorne Michaels, but it wasn't Lorne Michaels. It was
Lorna Luft.
No. What's his name?
What's he from?
Okay. Little Joe on Bonanza.
Michael Landon. Is he Jewish, really?
Yes. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Only because, I guess it was because the Michael Landon, like the, he was, you know, on Bonanza, and then he did a lot of like.
We did Highway to Heaven, which was as Catholic as you can get.
Exactly. Highway to Heaven, and like another show, I forget what it was, but then. Like, his real name is something like, something Horowitz or something. And
Shlomo Horowitz?
Yeah, something like that. Like, it was, and I was like, what?
I don't take the highway to heaven. I take the turnpike to heaven. I just, you know, I pay some tolls. It's a little more, but I get to heaven quicker. You know, I can afford it. Because, you know, I was little Yojo on Little Kosher House on the Prairie. Actually, you know what? That's right. Wow, I just reminded myself, Adam Sandler in his Hanukkah song.
Does he say that?
In one of the versions, he says Michael Landon. He goes like, Michael Landon never mixed like meat with dairy. I guess they should have called the show Little Kosher House on the Prairie.
Oh, that's funny.
That's right. I just remember that. So
I love that song. That's Austin's one of his favorite songs. My son's
Hanukkah song?
He loves it. Yeah.
Maybe he's one of us. One of us.
One of us.
One of us. Gobble, gobble, one of us.
What is that?
It's from Freaks.
I don't know what that is.
It was this. I haven't seen it. I just know that that phrase. It's it was this. It's a cult movie now, but I think it was MGM.
It sounded scary, like a crazy turkey.
It's a no. It's about these
gobble gobble.
It's about these circus freaks.
Oh.
It's a film about circus freaks who. It's weird. It's like, it's about circus freaks and them, and one of them is engaged to this beautiful real woman. Who turns out, and I say real woman, I mean she's not a freak, she's just a beautiful woman who is marrying one of the freaks just to get his money, then she plans on killing him, the other freaks find out, and they kill her. That's the essence of this. But with the MGM, which I think put it out, they got a lot of shit because they used actual freaks in this movie. So there are a couple of what they called pinheads.
Oh, yes.
Which were like people who were born, I forgot the name of the disease, where their skull doesn't grow, but their face does, so it's like. And they're usually retarded. And what else? There's a man who had no arms and no legs, and a bearded woman, and like real freaks in this. And it was an awful bomb when it came out, but it's become like a cult classic. But one of the things, and when they were initiating the woman into their circle, they would go, one of us, gobble, gobble, one of us.
Wow, that sounds scary.
It is.
Freaks. But I think that's good that they actually cast people with real, you know,
disabilities.
Things going on with them, yeah.
Yeah, but the things going on with them.
Well, I wanted to say affliction, but what if they're not like, I'm not afflicted, asshole, I'm powerful, or, you know, people like.
Yeah. Well, dude, I hate to cut this a little short, but I got to get ready to go to this taping. I got to be there at 7:30.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, is it taping or one of those meetings you just mentioned?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But no, I gotta start getting ready.
Congrats. I hope you're going to kick ass, man.
Oh, thanks. I'm excited. And yeah, everybody, listen, watch bitesizedtv.com in about, from my watch, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. The show should be starting live, and you will see me along with four or five other very funny comedians having fun. And also, check my website, Flip is Funny, for dates, and at Flip Schultz on Twitter. Darren, what you got?
Go to at Darren Carter on Twitter, follow me, and send me a little shout-out, and I'll tweet you back. Flip is hilarious. We did Deja Vu a couple months ago.
Yeah, thanks again for bringing me on that, man.
Funny, and you were great. You switched your material up. It seemed like every show, and you killed, and you guys, he's a friend and a funny, funny comedian. You guys already know that's why you're listening. So.
Yes. And
if your brother's listening, hi, Darren.
And thank you guys very much. Sorry Skippy Green couldn't be here this week, but he will be back next week.
If you could fuck any freak in 10 words or less.
I would fuck armless girl cause she couldn't fight back. Thank you very much.
If you could fix any toilet. Okay, this is gross. You got an idea.
We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks again. Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome. See ya.
Bye.
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. talking about whatever on their mind.